So this is probably my fifth time at Mojo Fest, and I wanted to get the opinion of someone who is here for the first time. Name, please.
My name is Chanel Cale, and I'm from London.
And your speciality subject?
Showing people how to make a video.
Quick URL?
howtomakeavideo.co.uk.
What are the people like?
The people are amazing. They are the people that have inspired me to do the best in life. So thank you, and cheers to all of you.
Cheers!
That's bullshit.
What?
That's bullshit, isn't it?
Who are you? Where are you from?
I'm Guillaume. I'm from Finland, but I'm French.
Skeptic land.
I'm not skeptic, but I'm just saying, I just attended a conference and everyone's lovely and I was so much inspired and I wanted to do so many things.
Do you not get that?
No.
Why not?
I think like about 5 to 10% of what we got is actually good. The rest of it is bullshit.
This is because of the filters that you are experiencing the conference with.
You're going like to psychology land.
I'm going to science.
Yeah, well, maybe, but first question is, like, what are you going to do with that audio piece?
What am I going to do? It's going on the internet.
Okay, cool. Yeah. So, I mean, basically...
And I enjoy balance.
I have one question for you. What did you learn during a conference?
What did I learn?
Yeah.
I haven't had time to process. We're still in the middle of it.
No, that's not true.
I summarise at the end. I've even said that in my newsletter today.
Yeah.
Everything is floating around my brain. You cannot process in the midst. You can't process in the middle of everything.
What I'm saying is, like, you've probably got a lot of stuff from the social, like, gathering, meeting new people, and that's, I mean, everything you got from the conference is actually off conference.
That's what a conference is for me. The conference for me is the spaces between the talks, because the spaces between the talks are where I flesh out what was mentioned in the talks. And I agree with you on the point that there is, I won't say stagnation, that's too strong a word, but there is a lot of repetition in people's methods and tools. But you've got to remember that more and more people are coming in and having these realizations. For old school people like me, I'm fed up of going, oh yeah, this reminds me of 2010.
Okay, so don't get me wrong, I don't mean to be condescending at all. The only thing I'm saying is that it's kind of going into circles, and the value we can extract from it is like through socializing, meeting with new people, seeing some
building
people,
on the ideas.
Building on the ideas, building on the relationships.
Yeah.
I mean, I met you perhaps like 3 times in my life, and each time it was a blast, but it was always off conference. I appreciated what you said on stage when you were on stage, but I liked much more what I got from you off stage.
But the conference plans the spaces as much as it does plan the talks.
It provides us with like the environment.
Yes.
And that's a good thing. I'm happy. I came here by accident. I came here because I'm the plus one of someone that won a fucking lottery and got free tickets to get in.
Nice.
Because we had made a business decision not to come to MojoFest. Because we guessed that we wouldn't learn much, so it wasn't just worth the money and time. Not that much the money, but just the time. So I mean, that friend of mine got the tickets for free, so we kind of, I carved out 3 days, you know, in
my schedule. Really interesting that you came with a closed mind.
I came already assuming,
whereas you came with a very ripe and open mind.
So you said right?
Ripe. Okay. Ripe. Yeah. Ripe and ready to be plucked and passed around the crowd.
No. I got here by... I was making YouTube videos because I'm really passionate about helping people make videos. Glenn saw that video and he tweeted to me saying, do you want to come and talk about it? And I thought, this is the first time I'm going to do something like this, so let's give it a go. I was totally nervous coming here. I didn't know what to expect. And I genuinely mean it, that I'm inspired by you guys, because you guys are professionals in the industry. I'm still starting out my career in this, and I'm learning from you guys. How do I bridge from a beginner to a pro like you guys? And I'm learning from your past experiences. How do I learn from your mistakes? And I genuinely mean that. I'm not making this up.
I feel like I'm both of you.
Yeah.
Because I have electric moments of holy fucking Christ.
I would agree with
this
that.
This is a moment that I really need to embrace and be a part of. And then I have moments that you are talking about where, oh, okay, so we're going through this whole, it's the camera that's in your pocket, and all the rest of it, which is 2008. And yes, there was always going to be repetition, but it is so difficult for us to remember that the filters that we have are piling up and piling up and piling up. And the way that we process this information
is
through those filters.
That is something we have to fight against.
Well, we need to take, I don't know, more acid maybe.
Probably, do you have any?
It's, why do you say that? Sorry, your name?
Matthias.
Don't give your second name in case there's a legal implication to what you're about to say.
My name is Matthias Stuhn, SDUN.net, and I don't sell acid.
But what I was talking metaphorically is the stripping away of the preconceptions.
Yeah, I think that there are some, at this Mojo conference, which is my first one as well, there were some mind-blowing moments.
It's your first one. Why are you such a familiar face?
I don't know. I was here last...
Happy and curious is what I mean.
I planned to be here last year. And I'm very thankful to MojoFest because it opened up many possibilities for me, even though I wasn't here before. But I followed it from the distance. And now I'm very happy to be here. And I really think, of course there are some things that you know, and but I think it's also connecting to people and to chat and to talk with people and to come up with certain new ideas. And
is he showing his nipple again?
It's just now he's just doing lovely gestures and it's very inspiring. I think it's really inspiring for me.
How do you feel that this may be the last Mojo Fest ever?
It very much feels like it's the last one. I mean, the very first night we had a gathering in the bar with like 20 lads and one girl, and all the people were like, oh yeah, we all know each other. We haven't much to say to each other because we all know what this, thing is about. And what Matthias just said about connecting with the audience is the very thing I think was lacking from the conference, which is like, we're talking about gear, we had marvelous examples. We got a chance to meet with people and practitioners that can tell stories, but couldn't teach us new things because we all know how to use the fucking phone and which microphone should use and all that
not
stuff.
Not everybody.
I agree, but I mean...
It's hard to cater for
everybody. In the end, I mean, it felt like the last one because the conference has been running in circles, and what we need now is like more ideas on how to reach to new audiences, how to be relevant to people in ways that... I mean, I love Philip Bromwell. He's a really good storyteller. I didn't like his talk today because he has a really TV mindset. And he was going like, here are the rules for digital storytelling. And I couldn't disagree more with what he put in screen because, I mean, I could give a fuck about which device you use to tell the story. It has to be on mobile and edited on mobile. No! Why? I mean, just connect with the audience. And the thing is, I mean, we all grew to be like generalists because of the tech of TV broadcast stuff. I was a TV journalist for 15 years. I grew out of that because I understood that once you get rid of the transmitter, and once you understand that there's a new distribution model, then you can try to do small things, super nerdy things, for niche markets and interests. And that is something that is lacking from conference. How do we like connect with people? How do we accept the fact that the job is not done when we publish stuff, but it starts then?
Do you get the same, you didn't get the same feeling because you already said that you came and you feel equipped. In what way?
I mean, you know, I think every filmmaker has a voice, and that's what makes every filmmaker different, is that they have their own way of doing things. And the fact that we learn that we don't like what they do means that we can focus on what we can do better and improve on that.
Yeah.
So that's what I take out of it. I don't take it as any, you know, bad thing. I think that's something to learn on and improve and say, how can we make it better? And then someone else would be like, how can we make our thing better? And that's how we push innovation and get better at what we do. And that's what I want to help people do.
And we are mostly a bunch of freelancers or people who are working for themselves. So it is, there is a lot of central focus here. How does this work for me? How can this be good for me? Do you agree?
Absolutely. I'm a freelancer as well. And I think that sometimes, or what I take out of these conferences are sometimes words, maybe one thing, like the guy who was on stage today who did this ephemera thing, the ephemera documentary. Yeah. And I just...
traveled 300 days around the world capturing stories and,
exactly.
and capturing some amazing footage.
Yeah, and then I had Quiver.
What's the story, then?
Chris.
Hi, we're all going dancing. Come on.
We'll be on the dance floor very shortly. We're nearly finished.
What is the question?
The question is, what did you get out of Mojo Fest on this particular occasion? This is Sarah Radel.
That is correct. What did I get out of Mojo Fest? Honestly, Chenille and Matthias have taught me so much about overcapture, and I've actually done overcapture before, but I've never done it like they've done it.
Interestingly, your mention of that has reminded me one of my main takeaways, which I actually mentioned during the panel, which was I was over my Insta, original Insta. I was over my Ricoh original 360 camera because I was fed up of making stuff that only I was watching. And watching the use of overcapture and some really amazing... I mean, I've seen people editing 2D videos out of 3D footage before, but actually having a go and having a play and doing some stuff made me realize that this is a very relevant technology now that can be enjoyed by everybody, and this device isn't as niche as I thought it was. It is a genuinely flexible, useful tool, and that for me has meant that I will probably be investing in some more technology when I said to myself I wasn't going to, and I hate it when this becomes a shopping list. But also, I did not like the Osmo Pocket, but I use a GoPro for a second camera, and I might as well just not, actually, because most of B-roll for me would be better if it was stabilized, and it's always daytime, so I don't need to worry about the low light. So the Osmo Pocket is actually a viable commodity for me to invest in now, because I don't want to carry anything that I can't fit in my pockets of a heavy jacket. So another takeaway there. But again, I need confirmation in my purchases, otherwise I would buy bloody everything. So
another thing today, we went to the cliffs, and Cielo was with us, and she's vlogging with her smartphone, and she, as I understood her, she taught herself quite all she knew, she taught herself, and she had that Joby tripod with the two arms where you could put extra gear on.
Yeah.
And she
it looks like a little person.
Exactly, yeah. And like a small robot. And she had her phone in the middle. She had that little wireless Go microphone attached to it. And she had the pocket on the left hand or arm of that tripod. So the pocket was recording landscape while she was recording on a phone in vertical, parallel. And I thought, this is quite clever, actually, to get that stabilized footage just on the way, on the go, while she's doing the vertical story. That's just clever, super clever.
opportunity.
Yeah, and watching people's workflows is insightful and gives you ideas about, as you were saying earlier, how you can enhance what you're doing.
Do you know what was really special about that trip? Was one that there's 12 different people from around the world coming together to film the same scene in totally different ways. There's one of us that's throwing our 360 cameras off the cliff. There's one of us that's vlogging it. There's one of us that's trying to capture the moment in photography. And we get to see afterwards, how did all these different visions come together to capture the same moment we're at the same time?
This is a really interesting point.
This is brilliant.
Because I spent a little bit of time at St. Martin's. No, it wasn't. I went to a university and I've forgotten what it's called. Central St. Martin's,
London,
thank
yeah.
you. Yeah, in London.
Yeah,
and it was all about reiteration. You take the one idea and you flip it over 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 and you keep reiterating.
Yeah.
And that evolution of the idea meant that you ended up with the polished artistic finale.
Sorry. Oh, hello.
Hello, how are you?
Hi, how are you?
I'm good.
How are you?
What are you after? We're currently doing an interview. You can join in if you like.
Where are you from?
England.
Whereabouts?
In Cambridgeshire.
Whereabouts?
I'm not giving you my address.
I'm not going to give you my fucking life story with your fucking thing in my face. There's the same thing.
You came to us.
But I don't have a light, I'm sorry.
We don't smoke.
RT, how are you?
Sorry?
RT.
Oh, no, they're the sponsor of the conference that we're at.
Oh, great. What conference? Put that down.
I'm in the middle of an interview.
Oh, sorry.
That took ages to sink in.
We'll just say that.
Okay, cool. Yeah. It's not a fetish I have, recording everything I say. Cool.
But he has been recording for a long time.
Yeah, we're stopping now. I was trying to wrap it up then. We were talking about the conference that we're at and how much we're enjoying it.
What conference
were you at? Can I wrap it up and then we can talk?
Oh, yeah.
Only because I'm trying to finish it. Otherwise, it will definitely go on forever. And I record actuality, so I don't edit. So, do you want to say anything?
No.
Okay, just I had to ask. I don't want you to feel left out.
Yeah,
thank you.
I'm asking a question, so.
Oh, you want a question? You don't.
I don't know what the answer
so,
is.
Okay, so MojoFest, just a takeaway, really.
Overcapture.
There you go, another winner. You were inspired, weren't you?
Oh, yeah.
You said
absolutely.
You were inspired, and yet you have inspired many. So.
And that's the aim for me, and that's why I've got a team tomorrow. We're all passionate about the same thing. And I'm glad that MojoFest brought us together to.
Remember, I'm wrapping
people.
Up. Carry on.
There we go.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. If you put this out before tomorrow afternoon, this is an invitation for everybody who wants to join us at 2 p.m. at Studio One.
This is in what town?
In Galway.
Because remember, this goes to the world.
In Galway at the Mojo Festival.
Thanks so much, guys. It's been really nice to be able to capture this moment, even with random intrusions. And yes, if anybody has listened to this, disclaimer, we have drunk more than a few drinks tonight,
definitely.
But we can still have a conversation. And I will remember to do the not safe for work hashtag at the beginning. Cheers. It's a pleasure to meet you guys. First time at Mojo Fest. Thank you.
Good to meet you too, so thank you.
No worries. Anytime.